Times Books publishes a series of short volumes on the American presidents, and the most recent book, on William McKinley, was written by Morning Edition commentator Kevin Phillips. I asked Kevin if he got stuck with McKinley because all the other presidents were taken. In fact, he believes McKinley is vastly underrated. McKinley was the last Civil War veteran to serve as president, and his administration represented America's arrival as a world power.
The Civil War was losing its importance in the late 80s and 1890s, but for a lot of the people who remembered, it mattered especially that McKinley had come up from the ranks. And he was a very successful participant in the war. He had a good record.
Now, you feel McKinley has gotten a bad rap, that we see him as a man put there to make the world safe for conservative Republican businessmen, and he did his job.
Well, in a sense, he did get there in the election of 1896 to make the world safe for business, but also to make the world safe for labor, because the candidate of the Democratic Party, William Jennings Bryan, for whom I have a considerable regard in having the guts to fight the establishment, was nevertheless the candidate of rural culture, of agriculture, and the United States in the 1890s was on the verge of becoming the world's great industrial power. And McKinley represented that quite well, and he carried enormous majorities in the urban areas.
We don't think of Republicans today as being big tariff people.
Well, you don't think of either side today as being too much into the tariff business for a very simple reason. The United States makes its money overseas on selling services. And as a result, the power structure is not only willing to not have tariffs to protect industry, but unwilling to even take serious steps to protect manufacturing. And we've seen that just in the last couple of years.
Well, this was the era of big trusts. McKinley didn't go after them.
You had something passed in 1890 called the Sherman Antitrust Act, and it was deemed to be a sort of band-aid to make it look like something was being done. And McKinley appointed a commission, and they did a lot of work and came back in 1901 with a lot of recommendations. And essentially, he was shot in 1901, assassinated, before he could move in those directions. But it's quite clear he was going to do it. So there again, I just think it's a bad rap.
And what were the circumstances of his assassination?
Well, the man who shot him was an anarchist. A lot of kings, a lot of prime ministers in Europe were assassinated in the late 19th century and early 20th century. And it was a very difficult period. And that was the gist of it, not McKinley himself.
He was at a trade exposition in Buffalo.
Exactly. And this was where he was about to kick off his program for reforming the tariff. But an awful lot was cut short when McKinley was killed, and he wasn't the sort of politician who talked a lot. So most people had no idea, really, what was coming down the pike when he was killed in September of 1901.
Of course, he was succeeded by Teddy Roosevelt, and perhaps this is the most damaging thing to his reputation, because it was like throwing the windows open. There's such a contrast between the two and all the things going on under the Roosevelt administration.
Well, I think that's right. It's clear that Teddy Roosevelt, because of his outgoing, volatile personality, was the person who could command attention for what he said. But it's also very notable that one of the first things he did was to pledge for his 3 years remaining in McKinley's term to just follow McKinley's policies. I mean, he understood that he was the man who had the platform voice, but McKinley was the architect and the carpenter who'd built the house of Republican success.
So you feel McKinley needs a bump up from the Garfield-Hayes cluster?
I think he needs about two or three bumps up. Partly because he's had a bump down he didn't deserve, but partly because he was clearly the Ohioan that people in Ohio thought had been a great president. He was the man who achieved a Republican realignment, who presided over a successful war, who turned the country in a direction of prosperity on a cyclical basis. And in that sense, I think if he just gets recognized for what he was, that's a couple of bumps up.
Morning Edition commentator Kevin Phillips is author of a new William McKinley biography in the American Presidents series.